Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder about a month-long fundraiser the school district has done to support the relief effort in Puerto Rico. This is the second part of a two-part interview. What's the latest on how your family is doing in Puerto Rico?
Well, things are a struggle. I had an update as of this past Sunday, and there's still no electricity unless you have a generator. So if you kind of go all the way back to September 20th, or even somewhat before then, Hurricane Irma knocked out some power. And then when Maria came through, it just decimated the electrical structure there. So they've been having to purchase diesel fuel for generators. I believe one of my mom's cousins has been estimating that they've spent over $1,000 in just buying diesel fuel to run their generators so that they can have a little bit of cool environment to sleep in, to be able to run their refrigerator. I've been told that being able to go to the bank, they have to wait in lines. They have to go to the grocery store daily if they don't have a refrigerator because food won't keep. Water is sparse, so there's running water that goes to some of my family's home, and some of them don't have running water. So it just kind of depends which area you're in San Lorenzo. I believe the government is supplying water in like two-hour increments, but the public doesn't necessarily know when the water is going to be turned on. So you try and turn the water on, and if it's on, you fill lots of jugs so that you have water to do cooking with or washing clothes or whatever you need. There's no electricity for washing machines or anything like that, so they're washing clothes by hand. They're drying their clothes by clothesline.
It's pretty devastating, I mean, to hear, you know, the conditions that they're, dealing with right now. In your email, you mentioned that there's going to be an assembly. Is that happening this week, or when is that planned?
It's in the midst of being planned. I will need to schedule a date and then kind of structure the assembly, but we're hoping to have just kind of a photo opportunity so that all of the kids in our district can see how much money was raised, kind of to celebrate their effort and how much they've been pouring out to support the people of Puerto Rico and how they've been impacted. So I wanted to take some time and, you know, publicly acknowledge their efforts and then try and hopefully provide them with a little bit of information about where their money is going and how it may impact the lives of people there and just a little bit about the current conditions so that they know. You know, because we started this almost a month ago, and unless they're following it in the news or teachers are covering it in their classrooms to give them updates, they just may not have the information as to, you know, how things are going and progressing there. So that's kind of the goal of the assembly. So
is to kind of educate the kids on what's been going on there?
Yep, to educate and also celebrate their efforts.
For these elementary students, I wonder what this fundraiser has really meant for them, how they have felt about helping out and contributing their change and, well, their parents' change for this relief.
Yep. I think specifically some teachers engaged them in a letter writing process. And so I received numerous letters from students that just kind of articulated, oh, I had family in Florida, and so I've been thinking a lot about them, and, you know, they had to experience part of a hurricane as well. And so some are able to draw connections to their own lives. Some were just really connecting in a very empathetic way and, you know, saying, oh, I'm sorry, I hope that your family's okay. And, you know, through the entire kind of drive, I've had a number of students come up and give me hugs or ask me how my family is. So it's definitely been something that I feel is really connecting with them in a really positive social context for just caring about the community or our global community that we have. So I see that happening, or that as being one of the effects of doing something like this.
In the letter that was sent to parents asking for donations, October 30th and 31st were the last dates listed to bring in change, but is the school district still accepting donations?
Absolutely. And, you know, we said the 31st, but we've still been getting money the last couple days also. So it's heartwarming to see that much care and that much desire to support these efforts.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder about the month-long fundraiser the school district has done to support the relief effort in Puerto Rico. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.